Research from Apple criticizes chain-of-thought reasoning models like OpenAI's O1 and O3, DeepSeek R1, Claude 3.7 Sonnet Thinking and Gemini Thinking, because benchmarks used focus too much on mathematical and coding question outcomes instead of reasoning efficiency, and benchmarks probably suffer from data contamination, where the benchmarks are already part of model training data. The research shows that reasoning models fail to develop generalized reasoning capabilities beyond certain complexity thresholds, and that performance drops to near zero once the threshold is passed. An MIT Technology Review article looks at the thriving market for agentic AI platforms in China following the release of Manus in March. The release cycles for AI apps in China is relatively short due to high internal competition, the high use of existing LLMs, and a highly digitalized user base. In an article posted on his blog, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman writes that humanity is close to building digital superintelligence. He warns, however, that the alignment problem must first be solved whereby AI behaves in a manner consistent with our collective wishes. Interestingly, he cites social media as an example of poorly aligned platforms. OpenAI has admitted that it has halted deletion of user ChatGPT temporary chat conversations, meaning these client data are still being stored on OpenAI servers. The issue has arisen from the copyright lawsuit with the New York Times, where lawyers for the newspaper argued that OpenAI server logs may contain evidence that copyrighted content was used to train ChatGPT models. The judge subsequently ordered OpenAI to halt log deletion. Elsewhere, Salesforce, the owner of Slack, has changed its terms and conditions to prohibit client organizations from using the Slack API to extract data for AI model training. Laura Bates, the author of the book The New Age of Sexism: How the AI Revolution is Reinventing Misogyny, is questioning Meta's ability and willingness to protect children and women in the metaverse from sexual abuse. The Center for Countering Digital Hate, CCDH, has found that users experience abusive behavior every 7 minutes in the metaverse, including graphic sexual content, bullying, abuse, grooming, and threats of violence. An AI news post considers the benefits of applying blockchain concepts to AI. It underlines how the consolidation of AI computing resources in the hands of data centers controlled by a small number of tech companies raises governance and security concerns. Blockchain, for its part, provides a scalable infrastructure with independent networks of GPUs, available at affordable costs, enables content sources to be identified, and enable content and model providers to be rewarded for their contributions. In cybersecurity news, Microsoft has patched a recent zero-click AI attack named Echo Leak that permitted sensitive data to be exfiltrated from Microsoft 365 Copilot. An attacker could include malicious instructions in an email sent to the platform that led to data exfiltration via prompt injection on the AI, without any action by the user himself.